This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, we better trust in God in our Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, such an honor to be here at your service to your friends on A to Z, and we are talking about Islamic lifestyle. What a beautiful lifestyle indeed. So, we are talking about Islamic lifestyle, but specifically we are talking about trusting in God. This is such an important thing when it comes to our Islamic lifestyle. Of course, you know, we have prayers and supplications and going to the Hajj and giving the zakat and the khums and charity and alms and, you know, be kind to the neighbor and the orphan. And along with all of these things, one of the very spiritual things that are an integral and fundamental part of our Islamic lifestyle, of course, is trusting in God. Now, when everything is going our way, and we don't have any problems, and we don't have any hardships, and, you know, there's no difficulty, there's no trial, there's no tribulation. Well, in this kind of a scenario, and these kind of conditions, it is relatively easy to trust in God, because there's nothing for you to kind of trust in God for, if you know what I mean. But like, if I explain it to you in the reverse, if you're facing a problem, if you're facing a big exam, or if you have some kind of a difficulty coming up, or there's the fear of losing your job, or somebody got sick in the family, God forbid, you know, or God forbid you had an accident, or, you know, these kind of things, they really push you to trust in God. And they push you to trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, before we go to the break, this is important. We need to realize that problems and trials and difficulties and hardships and calamities and tragedies and grief, all of these things happen to us on an individual level and sometimes even on a societal level. It happens to all of us. The only thing that can get us through all of these things is to trust in Allah.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we are talking about trusting in Allah and, of course, how this is a part of our Islamic lifestyle. And, you know, to be honest with you, this is a very fundamental part of our Islamic lifestyle. And I guess to be even more honest with you, if we did not have this trust in Allah, our lives would be so much more incredibly difficult and unbearable and intolerable. You know, one of the reasons that people unfortunately commit suicide is because of despair. It is because of feeling like that there is just no way out. This is a complete dead end. And this is where trust in Allah comes into play. Because sometimes you might feel like this is a dead end. You might feel like there is no other option. You might feel like that, you know, this is the end of the line. What else is there left? But it is at that point that you must trust in Allah. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will help you through your trials and tribulations and through your difficult times. Trust in Allah. Believe in Allah. If you put just a little bit of trust in that incredibly difficult moment of your life in Allah, you will find that He will give you a sense of peace and comfort. And the more you trust in Allah, the more peace and tranquility you will have. And of course, you know, do yourself a favor And don't forget the favors that Allah gave you when you're out of that trial and difficulty and you're living that Islamic lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.